All right, so what does Rivers say? Go ahead, Levy.
Want me to read it?
Read it.
Okay. Pirush Alkeros Ilan Borfer Adami Yatsa. Pirush, Afa Ilan Nami Yonek Men Adama. The Nimsa Shivafal Adama Ho. Pikaf Yatsa.
Okay, so what is he saying? What's the Rivers saying? Why are you Yotze? You make a Borfer Adama on the Pirush Ilan?
Because the tree gets its nourishment from the ground.
So? Go ahead. What's the next one? The next one is what's the next river?
Montana.
Yeah, go ahead. Read that one. That's a tricky one. Go
Pirush.
Ahead.
The Hapriya Eitz Lo Havi Priya Dama.
Okay, 1 second. So Montana, that what? That you Yotze with the boy Priya Dama. It's gonna be it's the Tana that holds Iker Elon Arahi, right? And the Ritva is trying to explain how you Yotze. So he says that what? It's almost like a contradictory Ritva, right? Because first he says that what?
Priyaitz is not a Priyadam.
It's not a Priyadam.
That's why it's only Midiyabit.
No, that's why it's not. That's the question.
That's like saying something that's not true is only not true Midiyabit.
So it's not a Priyadam. So is it? So why are you Yotze? Go ahead. What is he talking about? In other words, if you can say Ara Iker means it is a Priyadama, that's fine. But he doesn't say that. He says it's not a Priyadama. But it's Yoni from the ground. Can I see the thing?
What does it really mean to be a Priyadama?
Is that like an existential question?
If he's saying it's Yoni from the ground, so what is it? What does it mean it's not a Priyadama? I mean, ultimately it is a Priyadama.
Right.
What is it? Iker what? Dara Iker, she's looking at.
Where is that?
The third to last word in that paragraph.
The that the land is the Iker.
Iker.
Because it's Yonik from it. It's the Iker of what? Good question. What does it mean? So what does it help that the Ara is Iker? But he says in the beginning, it's not a Priyadama. It's not a Priyadama. So what does it help that the Ara is the Iker? Well, take you have to go back to the first one. What does it say again? Read the first one again. Pirush. Good. Okay, so what's his Svar? What's he saying? Why Yotze? Is it like Rashi? Is it like Rashi?
I don't think so.
So why? Why?
Because Rashi here talks about the Elon is, and Rashi only talks about the pair.
Correct. Rashi is saying that what? Rashi says why you Yotze. Not that we understand the how Rashi works out the Gemara, but Rashi's pshat. The pshat, why are you Yotze if you make a Bari Priyadama, is why?
They all go from the ground.
Because it is a Priyadama. Right? Because it is ultimately a Priyadama. And what does the Ritva say?
Part of the tree, which is part of the ground.
Why are you Yotze?
Because it's Priyadama.
Because the ground helped it grow.
Oh, come on. But if it's not a Priyadama, why are you Yotze?
He says.
Because it's really going on.
So a cow eats from the ground too. You can make a boy Priyadam on a cow. You're not going to be Yotze. A cow is yonik from the Adama. It's gidule karka. It's gidule karka. Right? You can buy a cow with your Maaseh Sheni money.
Levy, are you saying it because the tree is a product of the ground?
I don't know.
What are you asking Levy questions for?
He said something, so I was trying to clarify.
Don't worry, you have something to say? Good.
Do I have something to say?
Yeah, so what's the answer?
Dara Iker?
I've been away for too long, Levy. Go ahead. No, really, come on. Svara-wise, why, it's conceptually, they're taking different approaches. It's two conceptually different approaches to why you yotze on the bar for a pri, if you make a bar pri don. According to Rashi, you yotze, because the pri ha-ilon is a pri ha-dama, in a sense. Okay? And according to the Ritva, why you yotze,
because the ground is an integral part of the production?
No. That's like Rashi.
Because the bracha is going on the Elon.
Good,
and the
good.
Adama is
close, yeah.
Is the source of the Elon.
No.
The Elon's
pre-Adama. So the pre is part
what?
Of the
Elon.
What?
The Elon is a pre-Adama?
No. What?
The pre is part of the Elon. And you're saying the...
Listen to this. Pirish. She'af ha'ilon nami yonek min ha'adama. That's a fact. But why is that fact important? V'nimtza she'b b'chlal ha'adama hu. What does that mean?
The tree is part of the ground.
The tree is part of the ground. So why are you yotze when you make a bore pri ha'adama on the fruit?
Because you're really saying bore pri
ha'adama. The fruit is b'chlal ha'adama and the fruit is from the tree, so it's as if it's from the adama.
Which
Adama?
Does
he contradict that though? He says that the next one
Adama,
is
the Adama.
No, it's
true. It's literally from the Adama. He's saying, he's saying, God, why? What?
It's as if you're saying Bari Priya 8.
It's as if you're saying Bari Priya 8.
He's saying like the tree has a shame like Adama.
The tree has a shame Adama. The tree has a shame of Adama.
But then it's...
Why can't you call the
Priya
Adama?
You can.
He's using transitive property.
Richard says it's not a
pre equals ground.
Okay.
So ground.
He's saying it's not in reality a pre of the ground. Okay? That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, Rashi knows something has to give. Right? Something has to give. Because you have the ground, you have the tree, and you have a fruit. Correct? Correct? Now, the correct bracha is pri ha'etz, because it grows from the tree, right? But that's when we're using the perfect terminologies in describing in the best way, okay? But there's a secondary way to be yotze, all right? There's another way to be yotze, and that other way has to have some equivocal, something is going to have to give in the precision of the language. Correct? Now, something is going to have to be taken in a non-exact way. Now, according to Rashi, why yotze? Because you're going to an earlier source of the fruit. Really, the fruit is directly a pre of the eights. And in terms of the bracha lechatchila, you should mention its direct source, right? The direct source is the eighth, according to Rashi. But there's also a secondary source, right? The secondary source is the ground. So, in another sense, you can say it is a pre of the ground. Correct? Right?
If you're finding the tree as part of the ground.
No. According to Rashi. Because you'll say, it's like you say, B'nei bonim harei him kebonim. You say, the father, you have someone as Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? So you can say, in a sense, that Avram is the father of Yaakov. Right? In a sense, just like you say, B'nei bonim harei him kebonim must be that the other way works too, right? So just like Avram can say Yitzchak is a son, he can say in a sense Yaakov is a son, right? But it's in a different sense. It's not in the direct sense. It's in an extended sense. All right. I'm just describing this. I mean, you have to start with a good description. So that's Rashi's derech, right? Rashi's derech is say, why are you yotze when you make a borei priha adama on a priha eitz, because you're speaking in a certain extended sense, you're speaking not in a direct sense, but in a, you're going back to a further cause. The direct cause of the fruit is the eitz, But there's also an indirect cause, and that's the Adama. Okay? I'm not talking in terms of importance. I'm talking in terms of direct and indirect. It comes directly from the tree, but it also, in a sense, comes from the ground. So all the words are precise. When you say pre, ho-adama, you're referring to the pre and the ground. You're skipping the intermediary step of the tree, but that's okay. Correct? Now you see clearly the Ritva is a totally different approach. Right? The Ritva is saying you can never skip the tree. You can't skip the tree at all. But in the words, in the Lashon, the tree can be included in the word Adama. Adama doesn't just mean the earth, but it means what?
Way of referencing the tree, because it's
all things that are dependent on the earth. In other words, according to the Ritva, the word Adama can also be a way of a side reference to the things that are dependent on the earth. That's what he means. Look at the Lashon again.
So let's say for Adama.
One second. That's what he means. It says, Pirish. She'af ho'ilon nami yonek min ha'adama. That was, the tree gets all of its sustenance from the ground. V'nimso b'chlal ha'adama hu. That's why you can say that the word Adama is including it. So when I say borei pri ho'adama, it's not that I'm referring to the tree. I'm not referring to the fruit and the ground and omitting the tree. I'm referring to the tree in an oblique way. And I'm referring to the tree in like a vague kind of a way. But it's still, it's just, that's why it's b'di'evit. Because it's not the best way to refer to the tree. But ultimately it is a reference to the tree. So in other words, pshat-wise, it would seem that that's the difference between Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi is learning the Gemara is saying why you yotze with the boy pri adama, because I can relate the fruit back to the ground, right? And the Ritva is saying I'm yotze with the boy pri adama because I can call the tree earth. I can call the tree adama, right? Is that clear?
You say it was dependent on.
That's the reason why. That's the reason why.
Yeah, it's still a strange formulation to set it up that way. Like, just because, like, I couldn't call it rain.
You're saying the base of my focus is really, are you referencing the Elon at all with the by saying Burpee?
Correct.
Yeah.
But what's the nachmirin to the, like, who cares? Either way, you're going to be yotze b'di'evet with Hadama.
But you have to learn the Gemara.
Same, but
you have to learn the Gemara. What do you mean? The nafkamina is conceptually, must you reference the tree? Now, as a nafkamina would be if you would, if you could do a different lashon that wouldn't include the tree.
So according to Rizpah, you wouldn't be.
But would only include if there was a word that adama. See, it's based on the pasuk. Let's learn the Gemara according to the Ritva. Let's try to learn the Gemara according to the Ritva. Alright. With the Ritva's idea in mind, how does the Gemara prove it from Bikurim? Okay? Let's see if we can understand that. With the Ritva's idea in mind, what's the proof from Bikurim? Okay? It's difficult. Different kind of a. Different kind of a teretz over here than we normally do. All right, let's see. Let's see if you guys understand Gemara. What is Gemara saying? Gemara says, "Who's the one who holds that what? Iker ara, Iker Elon arahi." Question is, what is that machlokas? I mean, that's really the question for us. I mean, I'm just showing you the Ritva and the Rashi are taking different approaches, but for us, I mean, the first step is that each one we have to understand the machlokas according to each approach. I think it's easy to start with the Ritva. Right? And it was the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, according to each side, of whether you yotze with the boy priyadam or not. Right? That's the most basic question. So what does the Ritva say? So according to the Ritva, how do you learn the Gemara? So this is like this. Mantana de ikar ilan arohi. Now that's a difficult question, right? I mean, how can you say that's a machlokas? How can you say that's a machlokas about that? That what? There's a tana that holds the tree is not yonik min adama? Well, how can that be? Right? So what does it mean? What's the conceptual question? We're not looking for a tana who doesn't believe that a tree is yonik min adama. But the question is, will that help you? Will that help you with the reference to the tree via the Adama? In other words, who's the one that holds that since it's Yonik min ha-Adama, it's Nichlal, it's Bichlal ha-Adama in terminology. Okay? And that, I think, is very clear from this from the case in Bikurim. So let's take a look. So what's the question? The question is like this. It says it's the one who holds by Bikurim that you're maybe Bikori, right? So is it like this? Omer of Nachmar Yitzchak Rabbi Yehudi. It's not. Yoveh Shamayim v'niktzatz ha'ilon maybe v'eino korei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer maybe Bikori. So what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas by Bikurim? So in other words, you have Bikurim, right? You have first fruits, new fruits. And now what? And now the Elon that you harvested them from is gone. Destroyed. Correct? So what? So Rebbe, so the Chachamim say, you can't say, Min ha'adomo asher nosato li Hashem. Right? Correct? And Rebbe Yehuda says, you can still say, Min ha'adomo asher nosato li. Right? Okay. So what does that have to do with us? What does that have to do with us? This is Alachan Bikurim. What does that have to do with us?
If we're not learning,
like,
Rashi,
still
saying
we've had that, or is it okay?
I know.
Yeah.
According to the
Ritzel,
it's like totally backwards.
It seems backwards, right?
Because if you say that you can't say it anymore, it's because you're holding that when you reference the Adama, it includes even the Elon fruits.
If you would at least have
the Adama, you wouldn't be able to.
That's the thought, right? It's how your mind plays tricks on you in this thing. Yeah.
No, oh, I mean, same thing. It seems like even according to the side that said that you could include Elon in the reference of Adama, right?
Right.
Like Ruth was saying. But even if the Elon's gone, so you'd still have the Adama. So you should be able to. The side that says Eino Kare should say you can be Kare.
Okay. So let's just break it down, okay? You have to break this down into bite size. Chunks, still going to be chunks. So, but let's take the Rabbanan. Okay, the Rabbanan say it doesn't mention the trees in the pasuk. That's a fact. The pasuk does not mention the tree, right? And like Yeshua Nechemi said, some is chita. It's not. There's no tree involved. But so what does it mean? Min ho'adama? What does it mean min ho'adama? According to the Rabbanan, what does it mean?
Means that the thing got.
What does it mean?
The environment.
The whole productive.
The environment.
It means min ha'adama and
the
Elon. Okay. And that's why when you don't have the Elon, you can't say that anymore. In other words, according to the Rabbanan, according to the Chachamim, when it says Min Ho'adomo Ashir Nasatali Hashem, right?
I don't know.
What's that?
That Adama is the Elon?
No, no, it's both. It's the Adama and the Elon, or like you might, maybe like we said yesterday, the improved Adama. Right? Which includes, which is a reference to two things. In other words, it's a condensed reference to two objects. Correct? In other words, therefore, when you're down to one, the terminology, the word doesn't fit. Right? In other words, if min ho'adama is really like a contraction of min ha'adama v'chol shebo, v'ha'ilono shebo, right?
It is the Adama and the Elon, not a exactly. way of referencing either of them. It's both.
It's a way of referencing. It's that word Adama is referring to two objects, the Adama and the Elanos. Right?
That's why according to the rest of the word Gale says.
No. So now if you don't have the Elanos, you can't say that anymore. Right?
Then that would be a lie because not Adama applies to half of it.
It would be a lie. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you say min ho'adama,
it's really only the Adama.
Aye, but it came from the trees.
But the trees are the same definition.
So he must hold that the trees are bechlal ha'adama. And now when you don't have the trees, is it a lie to say min ho'adama? Ho'adama. Because you still have the object. In other words, you must reference. In other words, you understand what I'm saying? That according, that's the way the Ritva is learning this Gemara. That there are two ways to reference the trees. There are two ways that you could be referring to the trees, to the land and the trees. Okay. One way is by saying that this word is like, it's like has an implied second word to it. It's almost like it's an unstated second word. Viha ilanos. But you only have to mention part of it, descriptively. In other words, it's like it's a jargon. This, in this context, when you come in to give Shevach, you're going to refer to the whole Shevach. The whole Shevach is not just the earth. It's the earth and all the trees. So the word really is including and the trees. Now, it's just like when you go to buy a, when you buy a house, right? So you might say, the deed might refer to the piece of land. But it's going to include all, it includes the house on it too, right? But you're transferring the land. But everybody knows it's the land and the things on the land. Or if you buy a field of wheat, so it's the land, but it's going to be the land and the things that are in it, correct? But it's a reference to, you're just referencing everything. You're referencing all of the particulars via the one that they're contained in. Right? But it really is a reference to all the particulars. So then those particulars don't exist anymore. So it's a different thing. Different word. Okay? But that means, according to the Rabbanan, that means, in other words, what you see from the case of the Bikurim is that according to the Rabbanan, the word Adama really meant the Adama and the Ilanos. And now if you no longer have the Ilanos, you can't say the Adama. It is a little bit backwards, right? But that means because, what?
I don't see why now the side that holds you may be the Enochore. Why you hold you wouldn't be? Because if it refers to all the particulars, so then And there is a reference to the Elon in saying Puri Hadala. So you should still be Yotze.
Okay.
When you say bracha, it doesn't necessarily mean that.
I mean, it could mean either.
When you're saying a bracha, it could be that Adama means specifically Adama.
I mean, it doesn't always have to mean every...
In the context of Bikurim, it means...
Correct. Now, it's in the context of Bikurim, where you come in to give Shevach on the land, right? So then, the word Adama is a word that refers to the Adama and all of its improvements, right? Because there you're really discussing the land, so everything else is really secondary to the land. So you can refer to the main feature, but that's also a reference to all of its secondary elements, right? But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it really is a reference just to the land. In other words, it's a little bit of a confusing thing, but the point is like this. Did the object that you're referring to, still exist? That's the simplest question to ask right before. Does the object that the word Adama is referring to still exist? Okay? According to the Rabbanim, it doesn't. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does. Correct? But what does that show you? But everybody agrees that it's the peros from the land. So what does that show you? That shows you that according to the Rabbanon, the only way to include the trees was by referring to them. The only thing is, you can refer to them through the Iker, which is the land. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the trees are referred to just via the Adama itself. And that automatically includes the Ilanos. So the same object is here. The object I referred to before is still here. It's the Adama. It's true it doesn't have the trees anymore. But it wasn't a separate... it wasn't like two references in one. It was just Nichlal.
If it's there, it's there.
If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not. But you can't say the object I'm referring to is not here anymore. It's true before it included a lot more than it does now. Right? But it's still here. So what does that show you? So that shows you that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ilanos are Bechlal Ha'adama. It's like an accident in the ground. Are the trees considered like an accident in the ground? Or are there two entities? There's tree and there's ground. Each one is independent. The only thing is, you can reference them both. In the context of Bikurim, you can reference them both with the word Adama. The word Adama refers to both.
Why would it be a reference to both if it's not an accident in the land?
Because that's the Shevach. It's not Shevach just on barren land. The word Adama over here is referring to both. It's a good question on the Rabbanan.
They're saying Yolanos are not a part of the Adama.
They're not included in the word Adama. They're not included in the Adama as an entity. They're separate. They're a separate thing. The only thing is, it's a reference to both.
It must be related in some way if it's a reference to both.
Yes, it's Yonik. Everybody agrees it's Yonik.
Okay.
Everybody agrees. No, that's really the question. Everybody agrees it's Yonik, and therefore, in the idea of by Bikurim, it can refer to both of them. The word Adama could refer to both of them, but is it Bechlal? Adam. But anyway, this is very complicated. But anyway, so what's the idea according to the Riva, though? That what? What's the idea according to the Riva? That why you go to the Bezi Adama? Because the Elan, that Yonik Mino Adama, can be included the Elan is included in the word Adama. The Elan is included in the entity of Adama, really. It's just an accident of the ground. So when I say Bore Pri Adama and I'm Yotze, it's because it includes the tree is included in the word, is included in the ground. Correct? All right, but what does Rashi hold? See, Rashi is different. Rashi is saying that... So that I can understand. I mean, I can see as a machlokas about that. The Riva's way. But what is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that the tree goes... That this is, Rashi's more like everybody normally thinks about it. That the fruit grows from the tree, and the tree grows from the ground. So I can say the fruit grows from the ground. Right? According to the Ritva, it's all a question of lashon. It's not a question of where is the fruit growing from. The fruit is definitely growing from the tree. But it's a question of lashon. Will the word Adama, outside of the context of Bikurim, will the word Adama include the tree? It's not a question of where I consider the fruit to be growing from. It's just a question of the lashon of the bracha. In the lashon of the bracha, can the tree be called Adama? That's a separate question. Okay? But according to Rashi, it seems like it's a real question of where is the fruit growing from? Is it growing from the tree or is it growing from the ground? Right? Yeah.
Within the Ritva, before we get to Rashi, I understand how it is that you could extract from Rabbi Yehuda's position the idea that he holds Ikar Ilan is Ara. Right? Because he's holding basically as an accident of the Ara.
Right. Right.
But how does it come out that if you say that the Elon and the R are two distinct entities, that Adama references both of them, right? How do you extract out of that if Ara is Elon? Like, what does that mean?
No, it doesn't mean anything like that at all. It has nothing to do with that. Everybody agrees Ikar Elon is Ara. Everybody agrees that the Elon is Yonek from the ground. But the Ritva says, that's what the Ritva says, Pirish is going to be Bechlau Adama. That's the really the question.
Wasn't the Gemara's whole
question is I understand. But the question is not who holds that if you learn Ikar Elon Ara means that the Elon, like the Ritva is saying, then it's just a question, everybody agrees the Elon is Yonek Min or Ara. But to say who holds Ikar Elon Ara doesn't mean who holds is Yonek Min or Ara, everybody agrees that. Question is who holds therefore it can be Bechlal HaAra, Bechlal HaAdama in terminology. It's not a question of who holds its Yonek Min HaAdama.
So how's I see the point you're making, I just don't see how he's learning the Gemara then, because the Gemara seems to be setting the Machlokas and Bikurim as being one of two sides of Ikar Elon Arahi.
That's because you're stuck on interpreting Ikar Elon Arahi in a certain way.
Which is
Yonek Min HaAdama. I'm saying it means more than that. What does Riva say again? He says that therefore it's going to be, well, he doesn't say it on that part over here, but he's saying that it's going to be included in the, therefore the reference to the Adama includes it automatically. Now, is it not, it's like in who holds Ikar Elon Ara in reference, not in reality. In reality, of course, Ikar Elon is Ara. It's not, it only grows in the ground. But the Gemara is asking in terms of terminology. Who holds in terms of terminology, the word Adama can cover the ground as well, can cover the tree as well, can include the tree as well. That's the Gemara's question. Who holds that the word Adama itself includes the tree as well?
So that, could you explain, when according to the Ritva, what does Ikar Elon Arahi mean according to the Rabbanan in the Mishnah and Bikurim?
Why do they have to interpret that statement? I don't understand. Why does it say, where do you see that everybody has to have an interpretation of that phrase.
Because you're saying they don't hold the other way on it. I just asked you before.
I'm saying like this. You're still stuck on the same problem. You're okay. Still stuck on Iker Ilan Ara in a certain... I'm saying Iker Ilan Ara means in terminology. Who holds that the phrase, who holds the word Adama will cover the tree, will include the tree as well? Who holds that way? The Rabbanan don't hold that way.
Right.
So they don't hold Iker Ilan Ara in the sense the Gemara is saying it.
So in that phraseology, what would they hold? Nothing.
They would not come up with that phrase. They would say, what are you talking about? What do you mean by that? Do you mean that it grows from the ground? Of course it grows from the ground. Do you mean that it can be called the ground? I disagree. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But according to Rashi, it's a separate question. It's a question that we're more familiar with thinking about.
That
the tree, that the fruit grows from the tree, and the tree grows from the ground. Can you now say the fruit comes from the ground?
I'm just
right?
bothered by why does Rashi say the ikar kol haperos hi haaretz veha kol gadol himena? Sounds like he's, shouldn't he say sheha kol gadol himena? I mean, making it sound like there's a separate idea of the ikar of the peros being the haaretz outside of the fact that everything grows from it. I mean, maybe he just.
It's a good question. The Iker call it there is the arts. Viha call it on that. It's true. I mean, why does it sound like two separate things? But what's the question according to Rashi? It's difficult. Machlok is going to. What's the question? The question of what? Does the fruit come from the ground? I mean, there's no doubt the fruit comes from the tree and the tree comes from the ground. So what's the question? Is it transitive property of agriculture? What's the question? What's the question?
Is it whether the shevach is appropriate? Whether you can or not?
Seemingly that should be the question, shouldn't it?
But then Bikurim gets confusing. The question about Bikurim gets confusing. Now, is there different ways... You can talk about things coming from other things in different ways. I mean, like I gave you one example before. You can say Yitzchak comes from Avraham, Yaakov comes from Yitzchak. Therefore, I can say that Yaakov comes from Avraham.
That's what Rashi's learning here, right?
Right.
That's what it would mean to say pre Adama. Right.
That's Rashi.
Yeah.
Rashi, right? Right. Yeah. But correct? And it would seem to be the same thing here. Say the tree comes from the ground, the apple comes from the tree, so the apple comes from the ground. Seems perfectly natural. Seems hard to argue about. Seems hard to argue on. Correct? But let me ask you a question. When we say, like in progeny, right, that you could say the grandchild is from the grandparents, right? That seems reasonable. But let's say the grandchild builds a building. Mm. Would you say the building is coming from the grandfather?
No. Grandson would say that.
Why not? The grandson came from the grandfather. The building came from the grandson, so the building came from the grandfather. I mean, how come sometimes we relate things back and sometimes we don't?
Different framework.
Framework, yeah.
So what are the frameworks?
Architecture and
project.
We go through a lot of frameworks like that.
That was airtight.
I think if we can answer that question, we might have a chance over here.
No, it's because as an object, the grandson came from the grandfather. But whether or not that building was to come about, that was the choice of the grandson.
So is the existence of the grandson.
Whoa,
the grandson.
Well,
the grandson existing? Was
hold
the
on.
The
free will is coming into this room?
I don't know. It's not a direct cause of the grandfather.
It doesn't need to be direct cause. It was a cause that the grandfather put into effect. He started it all without him. Also the building.
Oh, okay.
It was built by the grandson.
Well, then you can't say that the guy who built the building is the cause of the building either, because he does not require it either. You can't cut out the grandfather and not the grandson. Yeah, what are you saying then? So what's the difference? Different frameworks was a good answer, but what do you mean by that? Depends what you mean by that, though.
You're in the framework.
The way that
the grandfather is related to the son is different than how the son's related to the building.
Good. Very good. Correct. In other words... What's that?
Yeah.
Say something new.
Something new.
Explain a little further. You haven't convinced anybody but me.
The way that the grandson is related to the grandfather is by, like we said, progeny.
Right.
Different. So now the way that the grandfather...
No, he says it's a different framework. What do you mean it's
different? What's a different framework?
What I'm saying, right?
I've only said one thing.
I'm saying it's the exact same thing as what Yitzhak said.
Okay,
it's a different framework.
I didn't hear what Yitzhak said.
Well, I'm saying that...
There's a difference. You know, for the grandfather to be related to the building...
I'm saying it's... I said the different framework is the right answer, but I need a better explanation. Go ahead.
In order to say that the grandfather is related to the building, you're going to have to say that he has a grandson, right? He had a son who had a son who then built the building. Which is completely different than saying that he had a son who had a son.
I understand it's different.
You're adding
what?
Two.
As you can.
Because you're looking at it in two frameworks instead of one. Is that what you're saying?
And then his father to his grandfather. So all he's doing is condensing that link of progeny to his grandfather, say he's from him. But to take the building to the guy, there's no. What type of relationship is that you can now. What are you going to condense? You can't say that he built the building and his father built him. I mean, what do you say?
So the distinction is that you're going to do two separate frameworks instead of one framework.
Sounds like you're saying the action is
too far removed from the
because it's in two separate frameworks.
What is in two separate frameworks?
It's saying you have the framework of architecture and the framework of I don't know what it is, ecology.
Progeny.
Whatever it
reproduction,
is.
Reproduction, let's say.
Production. There's two frameworks instead of one framework. And so far as the kid to the grandchild is concerned, that's only one framework. So it just seems to be a quantitative difference.
So now we're saying one thing. We're saying that as long as it's a repetition of the same cause, right? If it's a repetition of the same cause, then like Daniel's saying, you can condense them, right? You can condense them. Is that what you said? Condense them? What's that later? You can condense them, right? It's just a repetition of the same cause. Same type of cause. One time. But there's no repetition. It's completely unrelated.
The relationship of his father to him is not like his relationship to the building. The building he built.
Correct.
His father,
correct.
He had him. In a reproductive sense.
It's completely different. He's not included in that cause. The grandfather is not included in the cause of building the building. Right, but he is included in the cause of the reproduction. All right. Well, you know, it would be like dominoes, right?
So it's like the action has to be the same. Meaning, like if I build something that builds something else, that would be okay because then it would be like action. I built a robot that built a robot.
That's a different kind of
building.
Fine.
If you program the robot to build another robot, yeah.
So then I built the second robot.
Yeah, I would cause bring it back to you.
So it all, so it's
we
like building back.
We come to blame you when the robots start taking over the world. So one second. Of course, yeah. You don't give your scraps to the robot.
Good job, next time, everybody. Like a new type of relationship for the tree, especially you can't really condense it back to the Adama. I mean, I don't know how to
answer. Wait, yeah, well, to plug it in, maybe you could say like this. If you say that it's the framework of just like growth, then you could say that this one is just another growth after another growth after another growth. So it's all, you could say in a sense that the land grew the fruit. But if you say it's specific types of growth, a fruit is a different kind of growth than a tree is.
Why?
If you say growth in the generic sense, why? A tree is not a fruit. It's two different things.
A tree is an expression of the life of the earth, but a fruit is an expression of the life of the tree.
But if you say just growth as a generic category,
one thing is life beginning life, one thing is matter beginning life.
The edible thing.
Okay,
fine. Then how did you grow back to
before? I don't see how this isn't just an arbitrary distinction. I mean,
would that satisfy you if it's an arbitrary distinction? That's bad. I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, no, because who's to say it's not just the same thing? I mean, why can't I say that I built the building? I know that functionally people don't, but does that mean anything?
Of course. We're not talking about what people say. We're talking about what makes sense here.
You're saying that it makes sense to attribute all actions to the original cause, but not a foreign action?
I don't know what you mean.
Like if I were to build a robot that did something else.
Let's forget about robots, okay? Let's talk
I'm
about
saying
grandfather to grandson.
Now look. I pushed something that pulled something.
Let's not talk about complicated cases. Let's try to talk about simple cases.
I'm trying to say I did something to an object that then did something else to something else.
I'm not talking about those cases. I'm talking about two simple cases.
But I'm asking, why is it limited to that? Why is it limited
only to those two things? Let's understand it in those two simple cases first, and then we can see how far it applies. Right?
Okay.
So right now we're saying that what? We're saying that if it's the same exact process, correct, the same cause, the same type of a cause that's being repeated, right, then you could go back to the original source. Then you can go back above links, right? Yeah, but if it's a different process altogether, so then there's nothing that was... To be transitive, it has to be the same, right? But if they're completely different processes, there's no way to transfer the core one type of. If it's the same type of a cause, like a dominoes, you have a chain of dominoes. You push the first one, it keeps pushing the second, the ones after it. So if you go to the middle of the chain and that one gets knocked down, you say, well, what pushed that one? The one before it, right? But you can say the first one. Because you can say, well, what pushed? You can say the same process over here. What caused this? Oh, it's the same one from before. It caused the same exact process is repeated over and over and over and over again. And it's that process that's really responsible. It's the process of pushing that's responsible for that last domino falling. And that process really began on the first domino. Correct? It's the same exact process. So So the same thing with the children. The same exact process that is responsible for this person being here was responsible for the father being here. Correct? But designing and building a building has nothing to do with how this guy got here. So it's completely unrelated in causation. It's a completely different, has a foreign kind of a cause. There's no way to relate it in the same realm. You can say in some other realm that, yeah, if Adam wasn't here, there'd be no buildings. That's a different kind of causation. That's a but-for causation, they call it. But it's not the type of causation we're talking about. Right? But for this would not be here. That's true. A lot of things like that. But that has nothing to do with this. So now, how are you trying? Can we apply it to the tree? That's the question, right? Is David trying to apply it to the tree?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if this is exactly the same approach you're taking. I mean, it might be slightly different. Because, I mean, what I was saying was that if you look at growth in generic, so say it's the same process of growth all the way through. Right? Or you could say that if you go more specific, the different kind of growth, different type of growth process. So that you couldn't, and then it would be like going to the building. You get blocked. The question is how specific are you going to?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking maybe that see from the earth to a tree, right? There's the earth to like plant life, right? And then like plant life. Then in the continuation of what the tree has, that's like just a continuation of like the framework of plants, you know, as opposed to earth, yeah.
But what I'm trying to also accomplish here is make room for a machlokas, right? Now it's a conceptual question. Can I the tree is definitely specifically a different specific than a fruit. Not like people. Right? But by a person, you have two things. By a grandchild and a grandfather, you have two things that are in common. The process is the same and the objects are the same. Right? By the fruit, the process, Hakol Godel Emenu, everything is growing from the earth. That's the process is the same. But they're different
same
objects.
Entities.
Different entities. That's the question. That seems to be a question. Now when the process is the same, but the entities are different, can you still relate back to the original earth?
Because the tree is producing like a fruit, but the Adam is producing
a tree.
It's not like,
but it's not a tree. If a tree grew another tree off of it, that'd be the same object. But if a tree is growing some whole
correct.
New thing, like
but
a
not
fruit,
what Gemara says.
It's still production, but it's a new entity.
Now, 1 second. Does that make Rashi here? The Iker Kol HaPeiros HaOretz. Yeah. But that's the question by the Bikurim. Now, it's a similar question by the Bikurim. When you bring the Peros, so what's the halacha? You have to be able to refer back to the source. You have to be able to give Shevach on the source of those Peros. So that's what Rashi is saying, that Adama, according to Rabbanim, Adama means the Peiro, means the improved Adama. Right? That's what Rashi says, but lo aro. What does it mean but lo aro? Of course Adama referred to the land with the trees. So if you don't have the trees, you don't have the land with the trees. Correct? But lo aro. But what does that mean? That means to say, because according to Rashi it's a din and bikurim, that you have to be able, the kore, to be a kore, you have to be able to refer back to the source of the thing. Right? Min ha'adama. So, you see from Bikurim, if you can refer to the earth itself as the source of the peros. Or not. But conceptually, that seems to be the question. So, So there's two separate ideas. According to the Ritva and according to Rashi. According to the Ritva, the question is in the lashon of the bracha, can the tree be referred to as earth, as Adama? And according to Rashi, it's a question of cause. Since the ground produces an entity of tree, and the tree produces a different entity of pre, but they're all part of the same process, can you refer to the pre as coming from the ground? Because, or does the different entity require, or does the different entity break off the causal chain back to the ground?
So that relates to Bikurim again?
Bikurim is a raya. Because he's saying if you can't from Bikurim, you have to reference the source of the pre. So if you say you can't say Minha Adama because the tree is gone, then Adama meant the trees too. Right? Butla Arach. He says if you don't have the trees, the Butla Arach. Right? But so that means you can't refer to just the earth as the source of the pre.
You need to actually mention the trees also.
The trees have to be included. But Rabbi Yehuda held, you don't need to have the trees at all. You can just refer to the earth as the source. Right? Yep.
But that's the machlokus between the evolutionist and the creationist. Can you say we came from monkeys?
I think the machlokus goes a little deeper. Yeah. Tough Gemara, huh?
Yeah.
A lot more complication than we're used to.
She throws you off by being so small.
That's the problem. It's too small.
Not enough touch.
But think about that idea. Think about that idea with the fruits from the... That's... Anybody have any other suggestions?
Can you clarify how the way Rashi explained the machlokas, how that ties into Bikurim?
Yeah, Bikurim is very, it's not important. I mean, he's just saying that according to the Rabbanon, Ho'adoma was including the Ilanos. That's why he says that Kevin to Yovai Sham Ra'ayin v'niktas Ilan v'mena botla lo ara, meaning the Adama was including, the Adama referred to the improved land. But that meant, but according to Rashi, it's a din of referring to the source of the peros. When I bring the peros, I have to say the source. I have to be able to be kore, I have to be able to mention the source. Right? I have to be able to give shevach on the source that I have. So if I don't have the trees anymore, I can't be kore, because I can't give shevach on the source, because the source was the trees, and that's gone. Right? The source included the trees, and that's gone. But according to the Rabbi Yehuda, I can still give a shevach on the source. But that's the question that shows you that can I refer to the Adama alone as the source of these perils? So what does it mean Iker Ilan Ara, David? What does it mean Iker Ilan Ara?
I was wondering that,
right? I had a feeling you would. No, it's a good question.
We mean according to Rashi.
Yeah.
We mean, isn't it a question of can you say that the Adama is the cause of the pre-ayat, given that
I mean Rashi really has to stretch his interpretation of that phrase. I mean, like you mentioned, it's not the way Rashi explains it. It doesn't really have to.
If this were the machlokas, I wouldn't have written the Gemara this way and said that it's.
I mean, Iker Ilan Arahi. Why does that mean Iker Kol HaPeros He Aretz? I mean, I would change the vav to a dalet personally. That would make things a lot better. But because that would be saying it. No, since it's all one process of growth,
Seeing the change of the object doesn't matter. It's just a matter of.
That's what he's saying. Correct. Since it's all one process of growing.
Right. So the primary cause is the ground.
You still wouldn't express it. I don't know. That's Rashi's problem. That's Rashi's problem. Iker Ilan Arahi. It means to say that you don't differentiate the Elon as a separate entity.
That sounds a little more like the Rig Vada.
No, but not in terminology. In terms of growth. Everything that comes, everything is considered just a growth from the ground.
If you say that.
Everything is just a growth from the ground. The tree is a growth from the ground. The tree is not a tree. It's a growth from the ground.
If you say that.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? The tree doesn't get its own shame of tree. Because we're saying that that's the whole problem. The problem is if you say the shamos are different, right? So then you can't use our idea of continuing the cause. Because the only time you legitimately continue the cause is when the cause and the effects are the same. You understand? When the cause and the effect is the same. But if the cause makes a tree, and this cause makes a fruit, then it's a different, whole different, then it's a whole different thing. So Iker Elan Ara means to say that the tree doesn't, you don't consider it like a separate, like a new entity. All of them are the same shame. They're all considered growths from the ground. It's true of different kinds, but yeah.
According to that, wouldn't it make more sense to say that everybody really agrees? We set up the Machlokas as saying that, is it enough to just have the same cause, or do you need the same whatever effect or object,
right,
entity, whatever it is?
Right.
According to that way, to read it better tomorrow, wouldn't it make more sense to say everybody agrees you need the same cause and the same effect, and then the question, the Machlokas, is whether or not you consider this to be the same same entity or not?
Well, that's what it means. Iker Elan Ara.
What's
that's
that
exactly what it means.
In other words, we're setting up the Machlokas to be whether or not you need the same entity to say it's the same thing. But I'm saying, say everybody agrees
right
to that, and then the Machlokas is the next step.
I
hear which you. Is,
saying.
Do you
I,
say
I don't know. I don't know.
Because that's better with the Gemara.
That's what he also says. Iker Elan Ari means to say that you don't differentiate different growths. You don't differentiate different kinds of growths. Right?
Well, with the Machlokas, I'm saying, what, do you
that's
consider this a different kind of growth? Well,
correct. Right. I don't know. I think that it's tough using one. Okay. Just go weiter. Try to get to the two dots. Okay.